וכועס אביכם ועזבותיכם וביאו אליי ואתנו לכם אסתו בארץ מצחל טוב, מיטה, תעשיין כלום ואיכו אסחיל ועורץ מיטה אסחיל ועורץ איז מיטה טוב בארץ מצחיים איז מיטה so it could has two meanings מיטה in English language so good is good and best is best but in Russian Kiddush Meitav, so there, but it's coming showing, has two meanings. It can mean good, and it can mean the best. So if we say that Bishaloyin Shomin, a little bit Rabbi Kiveh, so then the Pshat Meitav is the best. Because otherwise, what do we say good? What do we say good? It all depends. But if we say b'shalom and shamim, so what it means b'shalom and shamim doesn't mean the best, then it means good. We have an expression of idiotis. What does idiotis mean? What does idiotis mean? More than idiotis. More than idiotis. So what does more than idiotis mean? I mean, it has no meaning. What is it more than idiotis? If idiotis is good, then idiotis means more than good. But if idiotis means the best, then it's not shy to say idiotis. The best of the best of the best. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So in other words, if we say bishalein ishamin, then the pshati meitav sodeo meitav kami ishalein is, he has to pay the best. What? Who's best? The mazik's best. Then there is no such thing as idiotis. There is no such thing. Because if he has idiotis, so then that's his best. But if we say, Bishalelam Inshamim, so what do you mean Bishalelam Inshamim? In other words, we take a statistic of the whole world and we find the best, I mean, that's not Shaykh. So that means, in other words, that is good value. So it means good. If Bishalein Shamim, so the Pshat Meitav is the best of the Mazik's Nechosim. And then there is no such thing as Idiotis. Because Idiotis by definition means the best. So what is Shayach to say? Idiotis, more than the best. That's a repugnant expression, more than the best. But if we say b'shalelam ishamim, so in other words, in general, you know, there are all kinds of fields. There is very inferior quality, and there is good quality and medium quality. So then, the pshat meitaf, if we say b'shalelam ishamim, so the pshat of meitaf is good, from the good estate, not from the best estate. So mele, there is such a thing as idiotis. From the perspective of Shalei, there is no such thing as idiotis. So mele, the Gemara says, now, when here in the present, the Seder Vayikash, here's the Seder, when Yosef said, "Ukhues avichem lezbotechem, uveyole, ve'etno lochem estu ve'ares mitzrayim, v'yichlo eschile v'orez," so it is obvious that Paray did not mean, Paray was a fine person. I mean, by today's standards, Paray was a most enlightened, the most liberal person by today's standards. So, but Paray did not mean the best, better thing. In other words, better than his. I mean, that Adakisei, I mean, Paray himself said that the Kisei is Ben Yivinach. I mean, he's not such an angel, Paray. I mean, that Mamish to give Yaakov and his family, I mean, the best of Amisraim. But here he definitely means the good.
What
is that?
The question is supposed to be the best of the Eretz Yisrael. I mean, that's supposed to be the best.
the best of Rebbe's time. Paris fields were better than Geshen, I can assure you. He's the best compared, let's say, with the peasants, you know, the regular peasants, who themselves were serfs of Pare. So, but it was not as good, not even half as good, as Pare's estate. Pare's estate was much better. So the pshat in the Stuva Eretz Mitzrayim, it means good. Chilavoretz, what is Chilavoretz? Chilavoretz means the best. Chilavoretz means something, Chilav is called something that is fair, something that is good. So, but anyway, that's in Vayigash. But in Meitav Sdei, in Meitav Kamei, Yishalim, there's the Abay. So in Meile we understand as to why the Gemara says, Alibe der Bishmoyli Tiboyloch, the Oma Abidin Nizek Shadmin. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there couldn't be such a Salkad Aitoch that the Pshat, Rabbi Shmuel says, Nizek Shaminon, so he means good. Because Rabbi Shmuel says that to Aloch has two situations. If the Ziboyes of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, then he has to pay with his Ziboyes. However, if the Ziboyes of the Mazik is not as good as the Idias of the Nizek, then he has to pay with the Idias of the Mazik. And the Rosh Shita is, and that's probably the Shita of Moses Rosheni. Suppose the Ziboyes of the Mazik is not as good as the Idias of the Nizek. Not as good. But the Bainess of the Mazik is as good and better. But he has Idias, that is even better. So then he has to pay dafke with Idias of the Nizek, of the Mazik. How could we say that a counter of Yishmoel, the Pshat Meitav, is good? If Meitav means the best, okay. So in other words, there are two best, two alochas. Meitav means the best. But there are two kinds of best. There is the best of the Nizek and there is the best of the Mazik. So the Torah has two alochas. If the Ziboyas of the Mazik is as good as the Idias of the Nizek, as long as it's commensurate with the best of the Nizek, he can pay with his Ziboyas, because he pays the best. But if the Ziboyas of the Mazik is not as good as the Idias of the Nizek, but he has Beinel, according to Rosh, he has Beinel that he's as good as the Nizek, and better than he is. No, he cannot do that. He has to pay dafke with his best. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it goes without saying that the Pshat Meitav is the best, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, there are two alochas of the best. Either the best of the Nizek, if he can pay with his Ziboyes the best of the Nizek, so he pays with the best of the Nizek, and if not, according to the Rosh, he cannot even pay with his Beinoness, which is better than the best of the Nizek. But he has to pay with his best. If the payday of the Torah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is a good quality Sodi, not the best quality Sodi, why shouldn't he be able to pay? Suppose the Ziboyes would be as good as the Idias, so then he could fulfill his obligation by paying with his Ziboyes. But since the Ziboyes is not as good, even though the Beinoness is twice as better or 10 times as better, but so he has to pay dafke with his Idias, which is 100 times better. So we see, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is makpid on the best. Which best? So that depends. If the Ziboyes of the Mazik is as good as the Nizek, then the Torah is makpid on the best of the Nizek. If it's not as good, then the Torah is makpid on the best of the Mazik. So how could we say Bishalayom Yishamim? Because if Bishalayom Yishamim, so then Meitav doesn't mean the best, it means the good. But Alibid Rabbi Akiva, there is only one aloche of Meitav, so maybe the Pshat in Meitav is not the best, but good. how do you determine good? By your general standard. By the individual standard, you can only determine the best, not good. Alright. I think there's a plain pshat in the Gemara. So Rav Abba said, Omalei Rachmone Omamitav Sedei Ovatam Shalom Shalom. Is Ein Le Alidyes Kulun Gevim Le Hidyes. Beinim Kulun Gevim Beinim Es. Zibuyes Kulun Gevim Zibuyes. Hoy Le Hidyes U Beinim Zibuyes. Nizokim Be Hidyes U Balchei Be Beinim Es. Uchshvasisha Be Zibuyes. Idiots who bathing is, Nizok and Vidias, Balchir says she's a bathing. Bathing is, so all these bothers are not subject to any shaila, to any question. Obvious halachas. But then the next halacha, the next bother is not so obvious. Bathing is visible, Nizok and Balchir be bathing is, who's a seizure visible, yes. That's a chidish. Idias viziboyes, nizokim bi idias, balchim viziboyes. That's also a chidesh. But this chidesh, the lesbabe, is a chidesh that is not contradicted by another shite, by another price. Kotone mi emitzie, beines viziboyes, nizokim balchim bi beines, uch vasisha viziboyes, vi amret bi shalein shomi. Tose beni shaloi. Tose beni shaloi ki idyes. The yitre, since he has only two kinds of fields. So he has baininess and ziboyes. But if we shalain shomin, samunele, the best that he has. If we shalain shomin is the best, so what's the best that he has? Baininess. Why is it baininess? It's baininess according to the general standard, is baininess. But according to his individual standard, it's his best. So it's like idiots with the boyas. And idiots with the boyas, so the Braisa says that nizokim b'idiots b'achim v'shrezisha with the boyas. So that's the moraskash v'yam v'shaleinishon. Tose b'inishalei ki idiots. V'yitcha b'alchei v'shal the boyas. So the Gemara says, in other words, that when the Braise Kamaise says, Bainus is the boyas, Nizokim Balchevi Bainus, those messages is the boyas, so Leilam is Bishalein Shamin. But then you ask the Kashi, Bishalein Shamin, so why is that called? Baininess, it should be called idiots. It should be defined as idiots. The answer is, the Braise says, reference the case, so originally he had idiots, but then he sold idiots. He sold idiots to Elikeach, and there is Dakone in Ephraim, Mechosim, Mishibodim, Bimokim, Sheish, Nechosim, Necherim, Sami Mele. So the Gvia shifted. So since originally the Shibut was Chal when it was in the possession of the Leve, so the Shibut was Chal on the Beinness, because Balchev is dealing with Beinness, so Mele it's called Beinness, and Mele it's not like Idias with the Boyas. Idias with the Boyas means that the Shibut was never Chal on any Beinness, but here the Shibut was Chal on Beinness. The Shibut was Chal on Beinness. So then we say, Balchei and Balchei Beinness. That's the Gemara starts. So the Gemara says, Vechino Vachin Yishishu Yisum Ocho. Achanam Mistam Mitton Achid and Bein Vizibuyes, Zofim Beinis, Malchim Shoshim Vizibuyes. Kashin Adode Allah, Shman Kashin Yisum Ocho, Kashin Yisum Ocho, Kashin Yisum Ocho. So the Braise Kamai says, reference to the case of Oysol Yisum Ocho. And the Braise Basrai says, reference to the case of Loisum Ocho. So the Rashi says, it is a boy to look me about him, so he is a boy, it's my rice, but he's a boy, so he come on. Rabon tikan li bein in es mishun di las dalas lom vichel es li bein es lesel da kante tos li bein ishoi ki li es domei da filei mocho lachar al voye di shtabgel li bein es li balchei mi kore bei shoi soit yes biyodei. That's the first dance. Then he had us several gilsoyes, and it's very, very complicated. The boy is saying, the second dukinti is, ide vi ide shaloyoy soloyide sumocho, veloy kashe, hodi shabi ben shalei ki yis de alme, vichandli shabi ben shalei ki yis de alme, ide vi ide shaloyoy soloyide, udi kulam shalom shabi. So many Rishonim as the Kashi, according to Rashi and many Rishonim who have that Girsa that is now a text, the boy is saying that this boy is saying is unusual. Usually, when Gemara has a Kashi and Gemara gives the one terrace, then Gemara says another terrace. So then, as for example, here. So what was the Gemara trying to prove? The Makshim tried to prove that Bishalei lo Misham. So the Gemara said, no, we can say Bishalei Misham. But then you have a kashe between two apparently conflicting prices. So we say, Kansho is Lidis Mochon, Kansho is Limochon. So that means, so the first Eretz, you understand? In other words, that Bishalei Misham. Then usually, if it will follow the regular pattern of a boy saying he means another teretz. Another teretz, and we say the same thing. In other words, lafuke of the Makshin's assumption. What was the Makshin's assumption? That Bishalei Misham. So we say no, it's Bishalei Misham. He had a kashe. So there's one teretz, there's another teretz. And the other teretz should also be based upon the premise that Bishalei Misham. But here it's unusual. So the first teretz of the Gemara says to the Makshin, no, you can't prove from this braise that Bishalei Misham, because the braise Bishalei Misham, because the braise kamaise which says that Beines Viziburyes is Nizokim Balchevi Beines as reference to the case of Hoysho Yisemach. And the other price, so they disunderstand. The boy is saying, no, the both prices hold that Bishalei Misham. Well, that's what the Maksha tried to say. So in other words, he's conceding to the Maksha. And that's all right, there is nothing wrong in that, but that's not the usual pattern of Iboise. But according to Rashi, we have to say, all right, it's not the usual pattern. But in Ochanan, it's not the usual pattern of Iboise.
No, but
Iboise
is just the answer in the Steerus, but it's not
really. One second, so then, Rishen, you should look better, say there is another girl, not the Iboise, but there is another girl, say, yes. Ochanan Bistabim, Yifton Achite, Bignes, with Iboise. Nizokin begins Balchim Sushis Visibilis, Kashinad, or the Alaf Shmam, no, Kansha is Lidis Mocho, Kansha is Lidis Mocho. Loi! So not the Gemara doesn't say, there's another girl saying, not the boy saying, but Loi! And the Gemara says, Ide vide shaloyo is Lidis Mocho. The Loi, so in other words, the Makshin is rebutting the Tarsus Teretz. You mentioned your eyes. That is Bishalei Shamin. You see, the Makshin says to the Tarsim, no, I have a raya from the Braise Kamaise that Bishalei Misham. So then the Tarsim says, no, there is no raya because Hoysoli is a moch. No raya. Then not only there is no raya, there is a raya to the contrary. That Bishalei Misham. For raya, because there is another Braise, Braise Basraise, that he says, the Braise Kamaise, you have to reconcile both Braises. So we have to say, Kansh, Shoshulis Moch, Braise Kamaise, Braise Basraise, Shoshulis Moch. So in other words, so the Tarsin is arguing with the Makshin. So then the Makshin says, no, he rebuts the the Tarsus argument. He says, Loi, not as you say, as a raya, from the two apparently conflicting prices that Bishalayin Shami. No, there is no raya, because I can reconcile the two prices by assuming that both prices hold Shalom and Shamim, but Loi, either Vide Shaloya is Lizamoho, and either Vide say that Bishalom and Shamim. So there is still a Loi Kashi, Hodi Shavi Ben Shaloyti is the Alme, Vichandoi Shavi Ben Shaloyti is the Alme. So that's better, then it conforms. Once you have another girls and not the boys saying, but Loi. So it conforms the usual pattern. Now that's what Menor Rishonim said. Zeli shein taste with taste with Larosh. The boy say me eat the vides or hoist lady some more. Hoha gas rash. O Pierce Rash, the Savra Bishalayan Misham. The girls is zoom nearly reika. The Koshali, so the taste of Larosh says. The Koshali, the Matina Bitalmud, the boy is in the Kai. It's the same. The whole mocking, the boy is in the boy Likai Mashama Trilo. Trina. In Tirze, to Likai Mashama, no, Ibinach. In other words, the usual pattern of a boy semi is that the Tarsin is saying, no, you cannot prove that Bishaloyin Shalom Shamin, no, because Shaloyin Shamin. So you have a cash, so we are aching the price that way. But then the boy semi, we can reconcile both prices on the basis of Bishalayin Shami. But here, according to Joseph Boisem, so it says, no, not on the basis of Bishalayin Shami, but on the basis of Bishalayin Shami. So it's not a regular pattern. So that's what he says, the Koshali, the Limotsini, the Talmud, the Boisim, the Kayetz, the Homok, the Boisim, the Boisim, the Kaima Shama, the Trilo, the Lima, the Tirs, the Kaima Shama, the Binach. Avloche boliste divrei uchaf chizde. Di shone leilom bishalayim shamin. Ukaim divrei amakshe. Lushalayim shamin. Hilkach. Nira, so then, there are two other gesoys. So one gesoy is, at the end he says, umotsosi visifa yoshin. Shohoyo mimeisa genim, vigoris, loi kan, nati boisei, loi, kan shoi sobeini shalei ki benis de alme, kan shoi sobeini shalei ki idis de alme. Vigoris vi boisei, uboliste roche name mistabre, di koma talmude, di boi le chuchen bishalei mishalei, vinuci koshe braises adode, vi koma loi le ilom bishalei mishalei, vi kushe vidi braises roche mishalei. So that's one girls. Then, that he mentioned the thesis of Rosh Hashanah. But then he says, Hilkach nira li likayim girls asvot. If we are girls, if boy say me, so then there is still another girls. Ide vide shahoy so idisamocho, because Rashi's girls say yes, ide vide shahoy so idisamocho, and ide vide bishalei lo mishamim. So there is a girl say, I boy say me, I de vide shoy sol dismoch. Vitavai savre bishalei insham. Tavai savre bishalei insham. Kan shoy so, benin shalei, ki benin is de alme. Hilkach, gove balchei benin is, nishm de have benin is de alme, vigam de deyad benin is bishalvoye. Kan shoy so, benin shalei. Ki idis da'ome, In other words, so that Gersi is Ide Vide Shoiso Disimochos, and both Bryce's whole Chalayan Shami. But Bryce Kamaise has reference to the case where the Beni Shalay is Kibay is the army, Hilkach. But since it's Hoysoli Disimocho, Samimele, Hilkar Govibal Khibinis, Mishum the Havi Binis the Alme, Vigam Lizi Day Abinis Bishasalvoi. Can the Bryce Basraise has reference to the case, Shahoiso Bini Shaleiki Idi is the Alme. So even though, one second, please don't interrupt me, please do me a favor, don't interrupt me. Can Shahoiso Bini Shaleiki Kiyas the Alme, Hilkachli Govibal Khidmine, the Afal Gav the Khol Shibuddha Alay, so Yosel Yisamacho, Kim the Oisol Yidis Bishasalvoye, Mio Kim the Hashta Leslie Achited Adifmine, Ubeli Gavi Dei, Bain Gavi the Alme, Idisi is Bosa Hashtas Linon, the Ligovmine, the Mai Time Omar Abonon, the Balchid Benes, Choit. So it is Benes, it's not Idias, because the Shibut originally was Chal and the Benes. So it's not Idias, but it's Benes Viziburyes. But since Midraise, so Ibalchev is the Viziburyes, and it's only Takone Midrabonon. So my time over Abonon di Balchei Bebeines lichashinon shemo yikpeis v'yilvenu mishum doitil v'dalas bin v'lov v'lov v'hoche kidin d'hai are bein liga b'kula alme bein liga b'lidei idiasi ikele meichas bo mishum chimu di akuzalem. Now for that we have to take notice of a gemore in git, in other words, There is a Gemara in Gittin by Rav Shimon, and there is a Machlekes Rishenu about the Pshat in that Gemara. It's very confusing if we don't take notice of the Machlekes Rishenu. Let's take notice of the Gemara in Gittin Perek HaMezon. Very confusing. The Gemara, the Mishnah Anzok, says that Hamizokin Shomer Bidias and Mitikneil. So the Kasha of the Gemara is why Mitikneil? There's the rice, Meitas today or Meitas Kam Yishal. So one teres in the Gemara was that this Mishnah calls with Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Meitas the Nizek. If the boy is the mazik, is as good as the idiot the mizek, so he doesn't have to pay out of the meitav of the idiot of the mazik. But that's when the raise. But the rabbanon, even Rabbi Shmuel is made it. Even if the boy is the mazik, is as good as the idiot the mizek, he still has to pay with the idiot of the mazik. That's one term. The rabbino amar, that's on the base, the fourth line from the top. But the question is, so why does the Mishnah say that Mitikne Ilom? So it's the Raise, according to Rabbi Kive. We repshimeni di Dorish Taime di Ro, umatam koma, matam an zokin shomulam di Idias, mit Mitikne Ilom. Kitanya oma repshimeni, mit nima omro an zokin shomulam di Idias, mit ne agazlonim, mit ne achamsonim, כדישיין הרודון לא מעני גזר ולא מעני חמאיס למוחו בזן ידן לנחוסי ונטלין סודנו ישלי וסמכים על מה שקוסם בתאירו מית השדה ומית הפקר מישלי לפי חוך אמרו הנזוק שם בידיס רבשים נסדור שתיים ולקרוא. So in other words, so it's according to Rav Shimon, and there's the pshat in mit hafshadeh ומית הפקר מישלי. Why? Why is the name of Rishali? Because in order that this should serve as a deterrent against crime, against Gzela, against Mazik, because people need a deterrent. Because many a person is disposed to grab somebody else's sode, to be mazik somebody else's sode. So there must be certain sanctions that will deter him from being mazik, from being igazlan, from being iganef. So Mele, the Torah said, if somebody is iganef, is igazlan, is mazik, he has to pay out of his best. So that will deter him from being a mazik, from being a gazlan, from being a ganet.
So why is it saying tikkun olam?
Tikkun olam means to improve the world.
But the Torah says that.
Yeah, the Torah says it in the tikkun olam.
Oh.
That's the pshat in the Gzeiros HaKosov of the Torah.
Oh, that's the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason. So, v'neitim, because you see, Rab Shimon holds Dorash Taim Likro. So what does it mean Dorash Taim Likro? And according to other Tanoim, we are not allowed to explain Misator, the Rambam, the Chino, the Ramban, all the Rishenim they gave time. The answer is, we are not talking about explaining, giving rationales for the Misator. But all the timing that the Rambam gives, the Ramban gives, the Chino gives, all the Rishenim give, but the din does not depend upon the time. That's the time. So the time is a time only. It's not part of the Etzem Din. Mashinkin, according to Reb Shimon, in certain situations, the time is an integral part of the Din. For example, Liyabel Enoshim. So according to Reb Shimon, if he's Mar Benoshim like Avigayo, he's not able. He's Liyabel Yoser Slavovi. So Reb Yude is Chelik on Reb Shimon. But the Torah says Liyosar Lavi. The Torah says so. So in other words, Rabbi Judah is not chilik, and that is the time of the Torah. But it's a time. But the time does not define and does not limit the Isa. Even if he's Mar Benoshim like Avigail, the biggest sitkonius in the world, who will not be Meisel Ivavei, and the country who will stimulate him, will inspire him, but is not allowed. Mashainki, the current Reb Shimon, if he's Mar Benoshim like Avigail, so then there is no Isa. So that's the machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon. In other words, whether Dorish timed the court in such a way that the Tam would limit and define the Isa. So the Rabbonim of Reb Shimon say no, and Reb Shimon says yes. So here too, Reb Shimon the Dorish timed the court. Umatam koma, matam an zokin shomlo bidyes, repetitin eyo, italia omar Reb Shimon. Nima omra nizokin shomu bidias in ter gazlonin ter hamsonin kishiim erodon loma nigezel loma nechemeis limocha bez nirden nchosai vineitlin sode noe shali vissindche loma shikosu beteiro meitav sudeo meitav kama yishalem lificho chomro hanizokin shomu bidias mit nima omru balchei vibenes. Well, this is the crucial thing. Mit nima omru, so Reb Shimon also says mit nima omru balchei vibenes בבינס כדי שאיר אדם לחבר יסוד נוי ודיר נוי ויימר אקפיץ ועלבנו כדי שעלבנו בחייבי לפי חוכמרו בלחי בבינס. All right, so Reb Shimon says the reason is to why בלחי is בבינס, because a person should be deterred from lending money to another person in order to collect from the best of his nechosim. That has to be explained. Now, first of all, I already mentioned. One second, please do me a favor. Please do me a favor. Don't interrupt me. Please do something. I asked you so many times. Why don't you understand my position? I have to concentrate when you interrupt me, so it breaks the continuity of my thought. It's not right. I told you so many times. You can have a little patience. I'm sorry. I'm not going to answer that. Now, please. So, first of all, I explained already before, last week, that there is a machlekes rishonim in the pshat in the Gemara in Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon says, mitnima amur balchiv bibeinis kideish liyirod mlachaveris sodanoi vidiranoi viyemar ekpis valvenu kideish egvenu bichivi. What does Rav Shimon mean? That balchiv is midraise bibeinis, or Rav Shimon means that balchiv is midraise biidyes. And the Chachomim are misakein that it should be reinis, because Ula says that Balchayiv midraisi b'ziboyis. Now Rav Shimon is certainly chelik hanulas din, but the question is, what does Rav Shimon say? Does Rav Shimon say that Balchayiv midraisi is b'beinis? And Rav Shimon lishitose, who says that Dorish time with the crow, some mele midraise, he is libeinness. Why is he midraise libeinness? Because of shaloyire odom lachaveire sodonoye vidirenoye v'yeimar ekris valvenu kidishegvenu b'chevi lificho omru balchei libeinness. So omru means the dinato another chachomim amisakein, or here it means there is a difference between Rav Shimon's din ligabe nizokin, when he says nitnima omra nizokin shomu l'bidyes, so that means the Torah. Omru the Chachom declared the din Torah. Masheinkin ligabe nitnima omru balchei b'beinenes, so it doesn't mean that the Chachomim declared the din Torah, but the Chachomim are misakin. So on that there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Tesis Rit, and it's a question of two different Gersois. Let's first see the Girse in the Rif. I think I mentioned it last week. In the Rif, and Zok. Now, this is very important in understanding the Shittis Arshenim in our Gemara, the two Gersois. Tanya, Omar Rav Shimon Loza, Mipnima Omro Teiro, Hanizokin Shomer Bidyes, Mipni Hagazlonim Vachamsonim, Kidishayim Arodom, Mipnima Migizel Vachemeis, Limocha Bez Nirgul Nichosai, Vinaitin Sodin Noe Shali, Visemicho Mashikos of Teiro, Meta Stem is Kabi Shalom, Lificho Homo Teiro, Hanizokin Shomer Bidyes, Mipnima Omro Teiro, not Omro Chachomim, but Mipnima Omro Teiro, Balchei b'beinenes shaleyir odom dirano el chaver v'yimer ekris v'alvenu kini shevenu b'chevi lificho chomru balchei b'beinenes. So the Rif's girsa is nitnima omro teiro ligabe nizokin, and the Rif's girsa is nitnima omro teiro ligabe balchei. So that means, according to the Rif, Rav Shimon is saying that midraise, just as midraise in Nizokin is dinibidyes, so Nizikin dinibidyes, so Balchiv is also, is so Balchiv, not also, but Balchiv is bibeinis, midraise. But why does the Torah say that it's bibeinis, midraise? Because of shaloyire sodach haverei, שאירה סודך דיר נוי לחבר ויימר אקפיץ ואובנו כדי שאגבנו בחייב. That's why מדרעיס is בבינס. But otherwise, the Torah would say בידיס. Why should the Torah say בידיס? מיכתיס. So the דרעיבת says, דרעיבת says, because he was given חסד to him, so מחמס הקורס דיבה, מחמס recognition to the מלווה, who lent money to the other person. So midraise, the din should be that he should be entitled to collect from the idiots. But the Torah was afraid that he might abuse that and have a negative motivation to lend the money in order to collect. So because of that, the Torah said, no, he's a bainist. But the Torah said be bainis, not be idiots, because of the possibility of a negative motive. But otherwise, the Torah would say he is entitled to idiots. Why? Because he's a gimel chesed. That's the sheet of the Rif. So according to these years, in the Maom Watero Ligabe Nizokin, in the Maom Watero Ligabe Balchev, Gabachev. According to our girls in our text, there is no right, because the Rivs Girsi is in the Maum Rotero Nizokin Bidis, and then the Maum Rotero Balchevi Benis. So it's Mifuresh that both are Midrais because of that time. But it's not for the time of Shemoyik Peitz, Vira Dire Noe, so then Midrais would be entitled to collect from Midis. But the Loshna Gmore here in our text is Mitema Omru, Omru Ligabe Nizokin, and Omru Ligabe Mitema Omru Itanya Omar Apshin and Mitema Omru Hanizokin Shamodidias Namru Mitema Omru Chachom, and then Mitema Omru Balchei Bebenes. So, of course, it goes without saying in regard to Nizokin, even though the girl says in the Ma'omru, but it doesn't mean Ma'omru, why the Chachom Misaki. Ma'omru Chachom, the Chachomim declared the Dinator. So they told us what the Dinator is. But how about the Adam Ma'omru? It's not clear, you see. However, Tishus Ritz girl says, Tanya, it is three. Omar Rav Shimon Elozom, Tnimaom Rotero, Hanizokin Shomulim Beidyes, Mpnei Agazlonim Vachamsonim, Kedi Sheyim Arodom Loma Nigezel Vechime Yisul Mocho, Bezn, Yeyodin, Linchosai Vneitin Sonim Noye Shali, Viseim Chino Mashkos Betiro, Meitav Stim Yitam Yishal. Und Tnimaom Ruchachomim, she emphasizes. So according to this 3 years, he is Mifuresh. That in respect to Nizokin, the Loshen is Agmori is Naom Rotero. In respect to Balchei, the Loshen is Naom Chachomim. So what does that mean? That there is a big difference between the Rivs Girse and the Rivs Girse. According to the Rivs Girse, so Rav Shimon is saying that Midraise Balchei is Bebeinenes, and according to the Tisritz Girse, Rav Shimon is saying that Midraise Dine is Beidyes, but the Chachomim were Misak. It's very important. We'll see that among the Rishenim, they are Mechulek, they are divided on that question as far as Rav Shimon Shit is concerned. So according to the Tisritz Girse, Rav Shimon Shit is that Balchev in Midraise collects Beinines, and according to the Sritz Girse, the Rav Shimon Shiti is that Midraise he collects from Midyes, but the Chachom no Misak. Be it Midraise, be it Midrabonon. But one thing is clear: according to Rav Shimon, the reason is why Balchev is given from Beinus is because of the knowledge there should be a deterrent against it. We have to understand the deterrent. Bishleime, the deterrent, the Rav Shimon mentions, Ligabe Anizokin, Mkni Maom, Anizokin Shomulun Bidyes, Mkni Agazlonim, Mkni Achamsonim, Kirishim Rodon, Lomani Gezel, Lomani Chemes, Limocho, Bezniyedin, Limchosai, Vinaitlin, Sodet, Noe Shali, Visein, Bechal Mashikosu, Betayon, Ezekashar. So they understand, because if the aloha would be that the nizek cannot collect from the best of the mazik, so then there will be no deterrent against gazlonim, against people who are unscrupulous and who don't care to do avles to other people. We understand that very well. But how can the other Rav Shimon's be explained? He says, whether right. So in other words, actually, if not for that possibility of Yireh Dire Noye Evisod Noye Et Pizval Venu, so then he should be entitled to collect from Midyes. Whether Midraise Mamish collects from Midyes or Midraise should collect from Midyes, that's Machlekes Rivnezis. But only in order to prevent the possibility of Yire Olam Chaviri Sode Noye Vidire Noye. We have to explain that. After all, Leilom Yasik Odom Bitiro Mitzvah Shalui Lishmo Shetir Shalui Lishmo Bo Lishmo. So Bishleim the first Nishnima Mamotiro of Rav Shimon, you understand? You have to determine from Averes, from being Igazlan, from being Gane, from being Mazik. But the second of Rav Shimon has to be explained. So what's wrong with that? So what's the catastrophe? In other words, on the contrary, Leilom Yasikodom Bitiro Mitzvah Shalui Lishmo Shemitir Shalui Lishmo Bo Lishmo. It's not the ideal thing, alright, of course, but it's better than not giving our voice. After all, there is a mitzvah de reise in Kesef Talves Oni Imach. So, let him be induced to be mekayim the mitzvah because of selfish reasons. So what? It's better than not being mekayim mitzvahs. How can we explain? So, we have a similar kasha by thesis. The Gemara says, Leilom Yasik Odom Biteo, Shaloi Lishmo, Shemitir Shaloi Lishmo, Ibo Lishmo, and then there's another Gemara, Kolo, Hoisik Biteo Shal. So it would be better if somebody studies Torah, it would be better if he hadn't been born. Why better? The contrary. This is a tremendous matrigem when somebody learns Torah, even though he is motivated by selfish reasons. So Jesus says there are two kinds of Shaloi Lishmo. When the Gemara says Leilom Yasik Odom Biteo Shalui Lishmo Shemitir Shalui Lishmo Bo Lishmo, it means Shalui Lishmo. It's not that he's primarily interested in being involved in Torah learning, but he wants to be known, to get covered, everybody should praise it. It's not the ideal thing, but it's a nice madriga anyway. Alright, it's not the madriga of the Chofetz Chaim, but it's a nice madriga towards wood. They should be encouraged. But when the Gemara says, that's what Jesus says, that HaKoloisik B'tir Shalui Lishmo Neach Leishenepach Shal Yasi Alponov. So it would have been better for the world if he hadn't been born. In other words, if he had been miscarried. Very sharp criticism has reference to the case of a negative Shalui Lishmo, not because he wants to get covered. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not the ideal thing, but it is a high madrege. When Likantia, when he studies Torah in order to knock down all the other Rabbonim, all the other Talmid Chachamim, to show them that they are Maratzim, then it's not a nice madrege. Then it's that's what Jesus says. So I think the same thing is true. Is motivated to do good things, but for selfish reasons. Not to knock down somebody else. Selfish reasons. In other words, it's not an ideal motivation. It's not a sublime motivation. It's a selfish motivation. Anything wrong is selfish motivation. Nothing wrong. It's not the highest madrege, but nothing wrong. But when the motivation is a negative motivation, to hurt other people, then Gemara says in regard to Likantia that Neach Leishenepach Shal Yase Alponot. So here Rav Shimon says Nitnima Omro Omroteo, doesn't make any difference. Baruchei Bebeinis Ki Leishoyir Odom Lechaviri Sode Noe Vidire Noe V'yimar Ekpitz V'alvenu Ki Yishyevenu B'chiv. This is not just a selfish motivation. It's a negative motivation. It's a sinful motivation. As a matter of fact, suppose a person does lend money in order to collect from the bank. He likes, you know, a certain person's state. He likes it. He loves it. So he lends him a lot of money. He helps him out. And the other person, you know, he's very grateful to him in his need. He helps him out. He's starving. But his motivation was solely to take away the nechassim. But when he takes away the nechassim, to be kedin, Besdin will leave an attachment on the nechassim to al be kedin. Will he behave at any avera or just he's not about midas? No, it's not just a question of not about midas. According to the Rambam, he'll be either, I think, he'll be either on the love of the Sachmit. After all, we have a love of the Sachmit. The Rambam says in Pirkei Avot no reserva ve aloha tes kolachimid abdil yamose yoybeise vikilov shol chavere oidobo sheef shaloi sheikneyo mimenu vihirbi dolov birein vihifze beyat shalokhi mimenu afal pishenosan leidomim rabim הרי זה אידה בלייססה שנמה לסחמית ואין ליקין עליו זה מתנשאים במייסה ואין איבה בלב זה אשר ייקח החיפץ שחומת קינין שנמה לסחמית כסף יזור עליהם ולוקחת לו חימו שיהיה במייסה. So the Rambam says if somebody is חימי בייסי כאילו של חברי או דובר שאפשר שלו שיקנו ממנו and then he exerts pressure upon him. He doesn't gazel it from him. He doesn't, at the point of the gun, force him to sell it to him. He just nudges him, you know. He exerts pressure. Keeps on calling day after day, night after night. He's very gentle, polite. He gives him all the compliments, but he annoys him. So then, the other person, he wants to get rid of that nudnik, you know. So he decides he'll sell it to him. What? But it's not Netziniyati. So the Rambam says he didn't use any force, any violence, he didn't use a gun, he didn't threaten him, he didn't threaten him to blackmail him. He just called him up day after day, night after night, every hour and the hour. He called him up, please sell it to me. So then he decides to sell it to him. So the person who exerted undue pressure is either in love or ice. Now, the Raivet is Masig, the Atua Sobis. Because the Rambam says, he's evil is Achmeit, and then the Rambam says, Vin Leikin Alze, Vin Shein Vin Mais. So one Asogi is, by the Raivet, Omar Avrom, Vin Le Omar Reitzani. Le Omar Reitzani. But if he said Reitzani, even if he exerted undue pressure, as long as the Baalim said Reitzani, so then he's not evil isach. Then, alright, that hasogi we understand. The other hasogi by the Raivad is, the Rambam says, Vin leikin al avze, nipnei shein bimayse, nishein bimayse. So he says, Ama Avrom lirisi teime godul mize, veicha mayse godul mintil asachifetz. Ava havalena mipnei shochai vitashvon. So, the Teretz is very simple, and it's not that the Raivet didn't understand the Rambam, because the Raivet just is chelik on the Rambam. I think the Magid Mishnah says it, briefly. Anyway, I think this is what the Magid Mishnah means. It's not so explicit, Magid Mishnah. You see, there is a basic machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. What is the essential nature of the love of the Sachmi? According to the Rambam, according to the Raivet, and the states which it in the Mitzir, as taken in Sanhedrin, that the essential nature of the love of Lisachmeit, it's a nisar of Likihasma. But there are two kinds, like Zayla, but there is Lisigzl and there is Lisachmeit. Lisigzl is when a person takes away the other person's chayfetz and doesn't pay for him, doesn't pay him. So then he's able to see. But suppose he likes somebody's Cadillac, so then he pays him a tremendous price, more than it's worth. He gives him its worth $5,000, he gives him a check for $10,000. But he doesn't want to give it up. So then he's not Ivalistic. As long as he pays its value, so he's not Ivalistic, even though he was taken by force. But he's Ivalisachmik. So Mele, but Lisachmik, according to tastes and according to Ivet, is the same kind of visa as Lisizl. But Lisizl has reference to a case where you take away by Yisrael as Chanismi or Amitzri, you take away the Baalim Schreifetz, and you don't pay for it. And Lisachmik has reference to the case where you pay for it. But it's a Nisar of Zeyle of Likichas Momen. In other words, he'll become a Rosh of the Chomos, he'll be postulated in the Raisi. So Mele, the Raivet says, that's only when is there an Isar of the Kichas Momen, if the Baalim didn't say Reitzani. But if the Baalim, after all the undue pressure, said Reitzani, so even if he used force, even if he threatened to blackmail him and so on, but he said Reitzani, so Mele Agavunse Gomaro Makne, so there is Das Makne, so Mele there is no Isar of the Kichas Momen. The Rambam, some Mele, the Raivet, is really come the Rambam. As to why the Rambam says, there is no Malkus on this Achmed, because in the Maise, he says, L'Risi Maise Godum Milchiras Achifes. But the answer is, the Raivet, Lishitose can say that in the second Asog. Because Lishitose in the first Asog, that the Isar of the Sachmed is essentially an Isar of the Kiras Momen, like Gezel, except Gezel. You arrive there when you take away a chifetz of the Baalim without paying for it, and Lisachmik is another kind of gezel. When you take away the chifetz shalim idaite and you pay for it. But it's an Isar of the Kiras Momen, it's a Rosh of the Chomos if you do it. But if you say, Reitzani, so agavun se gomor makne, there is no Isar of the Kiras Momen. So there is a Maise, but there is no Malkes, the same way as one doesn't get Malkes for Gzele, because it's Nitnui Tashlum. But the Rambam Shiti is something else. The Rambam Shiti is that in the case where he doesn't see Reitzani and he doesn't want to be Makne, so then he's able to see Gzele also. So why do we have to resort to a special love of Lisachmi? But Lisachmi applies to a case where there is Aknoye. But the Aknoye was grounded in undue pressure. The Aknoye was not made nocinative. But a person, how many times a person decides to do something to give way because he wants to get rid of the pressure. He doesn't want to be nudged all the time, to be annoyed, you know, and pressured all the time. So Mele, there is no Isar of the Kiras Momen, so it's only an Isar of Chivas Alvavis. It's Chivas Alvavis, or there is love of Lishisave also. Then that's in Lishisave that the Rambam discusses in Aloch Yud, because in the Dibris of Rishayne is in Yisrael, so the Torah employs the expression Lisachmik. In the Dibris Achreine is in Eschanon, the Torah employs the expression Lisisav. So it's two separate love. So the Rambam says, Naloch Yud, Kol Amisave Beise Yoishte Vikelov Shal Chavere V'chein Kol Kayitzebe Mishor Dvorim She'ef Shaloi Likneiso Memenu Kivin She'choshat Belibe Heichikne Dover Ze V'nifte Belibe Bidovo Ova Valeise Se Shenema Loisisave V'intave Elo Belei Bilvad Hatava And Deza Loshna V'mechilte Hatava Meivili Meivili Dechimud V'achimud Meivili Degezl שאם לרוצו הבעל נמכר אף על פי שיר בהם בידומים והפצה בריאים יובל לידי גזל שנאמר וחימדו בוטים וגוזלו ומומדו הבעלים בפונות לעצל ממנום או ימונו מליגזל יובל די שחזדומים צי ומד ממעשי אחו ונבויס. So in other words, according to the Rambam, Lisachmeid, the essential feature of Lisachmeid, is mamish like the essential feature of Lisisavid. Lisisavid, there is no machlekes, because that's in mechiltim foreshes. In other words, if a person sees another person, a friend of his, has a beautiful Cadillac, and then he decides, oh, he must get that Cadillac, but he can't buy it. He can't buy it in any store now. It's out. It's not sold. So then he decides to exert undue pressure upon the owner of the Cadillac. So the moment he decides to implement it, even before he started to implement his desire, he's already evil. But the moment he implements his desire, then he's evil. But so Lisisave, everybody agrees, is a love of Chivas Alvavis. The love of Chivas Alvavis. But the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet is in regard to Lisachmi. According to the Raivet, while in respect to Lisisave, it's a Chivas Alvavis, because you are in love even before you implement it. The moment you decide, I have to get it, I don't care. If I have to exert undue pressure, I'm going to do it. I have to get it. So then, he's already Eve at the love of Lisisavi. But Lisakon the Rambam, Lisachmei, he's only Eve if he implemented his desire. Even though he implemented his desire through legal channels, what did he do? He didn't hit anybody. He didn't take away anything. He didn't insult anybody. He spoke softly, just kept on calling every hour and hour until the person, in order to relieve himself of the pressure, decided to sell it to him. So Mimele is evil. According to the Raivet, true, Luis Isave is a Chivis Alvavis, but Lisachme is a Chivas. Is a Chivis Alvavim, it's a Nisar of Likiras Mami. The counter Rambam, even Lisachmeid, is a Nisar of Chivas Alvavis. Mimele, but everybody agrees, even the Raivet and Pesves, that insofar as Lisisavi is concerned, so without taking away Shaloi Midas Chaveire, even if he resorted to legal channels, but if he, as long as he formed the decision to have it in Natnasene Atev of the Bailim, so he's evil, he's savvy. According to Raivet, if he did implement his neiva, not love. So Mele, that's why here the Gemara of Shimon says, but then when he gave it, to be through legal channels. Bezden will collect from the Chosm al Pidin. For Neglimit al Katve, there is no Shaila that it's legal, but he will behave a Lisachmit. If in the case where a person, you know, just exerts undue pressure, he keeps on calling day after day until the person becomes knocked out, you know, from the other person's pressure, he decides to sell it to him. So he's able to say, if he does it only legal channels, he lends him money, but then in the end, he lends the money in order to get it. Shalom Matzina Atev. Some Mele is certainly evil Lisachmit. And according to Raivet, he'll not be evil Lisachmit, but he'll certainly be evil Lisisave. So that's why this is a negative inducement is worse than no kina mitzvah altogether. Suppose he doesn't lend money, all right, he'll vatel mitzvah, but he'll not be evil in love. Mashiach came. If he does lend the money, not for a selfish reason. Selfish reason is fine, but for a negative reason, So then he's either a lava flisachmi. That's why the Chachomim, Chachomim is sakin, the Torah said that he should not collect familias. He should be entitled to collect familias. Midraise, mamish midraise, or he should, if not for this time of the possibility of a negative motivation. A negative motivation is worse than no motivation. No motivation, no motivation, all right, it's in Vatlanes. But in negative motivation, he is a very loved Reis. Now, I just would like to tell a certain story about Reb Chaim. A remarkable story. Remarkable story. At one time, so, it's, you know, in Europe today, it's not a loss. I mean, I don't see why Jews, Orthodox Jews, cannot be makpit and glat kosher. What kind of a hardship is there? What kind of a hardship is there? I mean, there is a trefe market, and there is no hardship in being makpit and glat kosher. I don't see why. Okay, the Ramo is makel, okay. But there is no hardship. But in Europe, I remember when I was a child, I remember in Warsaw, so there was no trefe market. The kosher butcher, the Jew, I mean, the only Jews were only kosher butchers. There was no such thing as a non-kosher butcher. So he only sold kosher meat. And if at one time he got a psak from the Rov that a bull is trefe, it undermined his life, source of livelihood. It wasn't. I remember how Rabbonim used to stay up nights in order to find the heter, because it's a question of panos. It's not like today. Today, what is there? Nothing. But I remember, so in Brisk, I heard from my father, a certain butcher. So, yeah, this child in Treifis. And then Reb Shlom Chazelik was a big maker, but he couldn't find any coal. So he passed that his life, and that meant. So that meant a loss of 2,000 rubles. You know, in those days, 2,000 rubles, it was probably $20,000 or more than maybe $50,000 today, according to the purchasing power of 2,000 rubles. So Rav Shlom Chazelik thought, because that butcher was not such a gentleman, you know, he was not about the Acheretz, you know, he used wood language and he had chutzpah. He wasn't a tzaddik, the butcher. So Rav Chazelik thought, he prepared himself. Maybe when he tells him that it's also his trefe, some melee he'll start insulting him. All right, but he didn't. He accepted it by avid. Nothing. The same butcher it was shortly after Pesach. So then in Ov, so the same butcher had it in Tov with another Jew, in Brisk. So the Shailes in Isavehete were passed by Shem Zelik. Reb Chaim never had anything to do with it. But when there was a dintor, so then Reb Chaim participated in the dintor. Like Shailes Nisav Heter, Reb Chaim usually didn't pasken. Reb Chazalik pasken for Shailes. But when there was a dintor, so Reb Chaim participated in every dintor. So then there was a dintor, the butcher and another man, and the butcher lost. Lost. It was 1,000 rubles, not 2,000 rubles, but 1,000. Lord. So Reb Chaim told him the psak, and then as Reb Chaim told him the psak, he was Mivaza. Reb Chaim would wood language gazlan ritzeach meine geld aus der Zwie gazlan. So he kept on insulting him. Reb Chaim didn't even retort to him, but he kept on, you know, using vile language, one after the other, you know, like a pismet. So Reb Chaim became excited. So he walked out. Then When that happened, so, and Rav Zelig was very devoted to Rav Chaim. He saw that Rav Chaim felt very hurt by the chutzpah of the butcher. So Rav Zelig cried. So Rav Chaim asked Rav Zelig. Rav Zelig was fainting, Er weint nicht von der Frau, was er in Wasilien bekommt. But er weint, can't understand human nature. That was the same person when he, 4 months before, so he was told the psak, that the bull was straight, and that meant a loss of over 2,000 rubles, much more than this in Torah. And he was mikabel ba'av, tzadik. Now, when Rav Chaim tells him he lost it in Torah, so he's ready to destroy someone. If he's so stingy, Rav Zelig wanted Eshayel in psychology. So he said, if he's so stingy, the person that he can't take it, so why was he mikabel ba'av then? So he's not so stingy. For I was mikabel ba'av the psak about the bull. So why did he become so excited when he lost it in Torah? So Rav Chaim said, Rav Zelig, Rav Zelig, er macht den Toys. Ihr meint, er gewann aufgeregt, weil er hat verloren. Er gewann aufgeregt von Kass auf mir, weil der andere Schüttelf hat gewonnen. Die Kirche Sinne ist eine Sache stärker, wie die Kirche hat. That's a very interesting story. It's a psychological insight, this story. So, it's the then, but that's not the whole story. That happened in Ov, in Kippur. So, as in Ov, Chaim davened in the regular Bismedrash, but there was another Bismedrash. The Schneiderische Bismedrash, he called it the Schneiderische Bismedrash. Not that everyone who down there was a Schneider, was a tailor, but it means the workers, used to down there. Because there are many more Schneiders than butchers, or shoemakers. So mainly it was called the Schneiderische Bismedrash, but it was really the workers' Bismedrash. But Chaim didn't down in the Schneiderische Bismedrash, he davened in the main Bismarish. I don't know whether it was called the offshore, I don't know how it was called. So then when everybody was getting ready, for Konita, so Rav Chaim called over his sons. My father was the middle son. The older son was Rav Simcha Zelig. He was 4 years older than my father. And then Ravel was 7 years younger than my father. So he told all the three sons that he wants to go over to the Schneider Shabbos Medrash. Why Schneider Shabbos Medrash? He didn't ask him any questions, Why? Probably has a reason. He wants to go over there. But that was, he wanted to ask Mechile of that butcher. So then they walked over there. So then they walked into the Schneiderschi, and everyone, was getting ready for Komitre with the Talisim, over the head. You couldn't see any faces, all the Talisim. So the Chaim tried to find that butcher. He tried to find it. So he bent down and he started to look, under the talis. Then he finally identified that person, the butcher. He had the talis over his head and crying, he was certainly not a Jew, by all standards. So he said to him, ihr denkt, mit sieben Wochen zurück, hat gerade den Tere hat hier, hat verloren, hat mir angegeben, Siedlen, nur dem, ob ich Agent werde, sein Tachotzet, geht auch nicht, bitte bei euch, Michele. He did wasn't Michalim, so he said, Gazlin ain't there. Michal was I. It's not about getting sleep together. So then, so Rav Chaim said, we hold them on his rise in Jich. Better Chach Michile the Merst Mo. So no, ich lach nicht Michal sein. So better Chach Michile the Zweit Mo. No, ich lach nicht Michal sein. Better Chach Michile the Dritt Mo. No, ich lach nicht Michal sein. Ich mir umkehren zurück die Geld für Chach Michal sein. So then, so Rav Chaim said, ich habe auch schon gebeten, drei Monate Michile. Mehr darf ich auch nicht beten Michile. Ihr sollt nicht meinen, dass ich bei beten Michile, dass ich habe bis getan, schaloi gedien. Ich habe gerade ein Recht, euch zu entfernen zurück, bis ich es mir als eh beleidigt. Ich habe gepasst an den Teeren. Ich habe einen dicken Pasken anders. Aber, verwollt bitte bei euch Michile, weil ich im Kippur darf ein beten Michile, wenn ich mit Zeier, mit so einem Menschen, a viele, wenn man tut es gedient, auf dem Betten nach Hille. Aber ihr seid, ich habe gebeten dreimal für drei Menschen. Genug. Aber ihr sollt nicht meinen, dass ich habe getan, Schaloi gedient, ich habe getan gedient. Das ist so. Alright, anyway. So, now, so we see. Now let's go back to the
the Rivey,
yeah.
If you don't say Rotsani,
yeah.
So then we say, if he says Rotsani, so then we say Agavunse, Gomeramak.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't say Rotsani, so then it's like Lakichas moment, like Gazan, right?
That's right, but he's not even listening to it because he pays for it.
So there's the Chafetz, in other words, there's no Aknod, Rosh Hashim.
There's no Aknod.
So mainly the Chafetz isn't really his.
That's right, so it's like in Issa Gezel. He's Rosh the Chomos, but he's not even listening.
If he be Makdish the Chafetz, or if he be Makne the Chafetz.
Who would be
Makdish? The person who pays for
it. No, of course not. It's Inishalei.
Mashaykin, according to the Rambam.
Oh, in the case where he separates Ani, or in the case where he just exerted undue pressure. Didn't use it even force, you know, legal pressure. You know. So then, of course, he's not Posleides and this is Chayfes. But he was either a Chayfes Alvavis.
According to the Rambam. So there'll be an Afkimin also, yeah, whether or not the Chayfes is his.
That's right, of course, many Afkimins. Now, let's see again. So the thesis of Rosh says, Du kach nirami kain girsas vol, vide vide shoitzol yidis mocho. Mit der Weihe Sabre bischalein schon. Kann ich ja heute so bin ich alle, ich bin es der Arme. Hier kann Gott und auch hier bin es, nicht in der Hafe bin es der Arme, wie gamm mir die Idee habe bin es, bis das auch wohl. Kann ich heute so bin ich alle, ich bin es der Arme. Hier kann ich Gott und auch hier bin es, wer auf all gab die Holsche Bude allei, because his Gierse, das ist Rosh Gierse, Ide wieder ist heute so in diesem Mocho. So mit Meile, der Schibut was a vision in Chal, Kiven de hoysol yidim shavoy en mil kiven de hashtales leachti te da gifne u beini gavi de u beini kam down me it is si pos a hashtas me vli govmne di mai kai no mo rabon in de bauch in de beini nis vli chayshin un de chashem un ik pis vi u venu mishum de li ti u da u z bifne lov so he says how is it that we are not chishis shemo yikpitz v'yoveno dirno. In other words, that's what Reb Shimon says. That's what Reb Shimon says. But Ules Din is not like that. Ules Din is not like that. Because Reb Shimon shite is that Balchev is either midraise b'idyes or and midrabonim b'ines or midraise b'ines according to the Rivzgiyos, whatever. So why does he say mention Tinel Derech Nilovim? Tinel Derech Nilovim is not a little bit of Reb Shimon. Who mentions Tinel Derech Nilovim? Who mentions Tinel Derech Nilovim? That's Ule mentions, but Reb Shimon doesn't mention Tinel Derech Nilovim. But the answer is, even though Ule doesn't mention the term of Shemilikvitz v'Lovenu, because Ule holds that Midraise Balchev b'Ziboyes, Balchevi Biziboyes. But he says the my time omar abonon the Balchevi Benes Lichashinon Lichashan Yikl Venu. But even though Midraise is Balchevi Biziboyes, but and but mid rabbonon we are misaking that he should be veinous kids litinul doesn't love. But the question is, how can the chachomim be misaking mishum litinul doesn't love that he should collect from the veinous? After all, it might supply a negative inducement. You see, ule ischeli kan Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that midraise balchev is beines, or midraise is beidyes, and because of shemo yikvi shemo yira direno, so he is not given from idyes, whatever. So ule says no midraise balchev is beziboyes. But after all, Rav Shimon mentions it out. If he's gave famidias, so if he's gave famidias, so then there might be a negative inducement, a negative motivation, and the negative motivation is much worse than not lending money. All right, doesn't lend money is not lending. But if he has a negative motivation, then he's either a love of lisachmi. So even Ule cannot deny that we have to be cheshish for a negative motivation. So how could the chachomim be misakei? How can Ule say that because Shalitim doesn't love, in order to supply an inducement, a positive inducement, so he has to be gave from Beninez, but this positive inducement might be abused into a negative inducement. So then the Chachomim shouldn't be misakin that he should collect from the Beninus, because on the contrary, if we are misakin that he should collect from the better state, so he might be motivated in a negative way. So how does Ule say that midraise balchev viziboyes, but the chachomim said mishum tozun love, in order to supply an inducement, it's all right if that inducement will be a positive inducement, but as a result of the tachonis chachomim, so he'll become motivated in a negative way. So it's better that it should be nilal tozun love, rather than people should become motivated negatively. So that's what he explains. So he says, "The my time on the rabbon and the balchei benes, the chashin and the chashem yikrisi yovenu, mishmul tulin lovem, the hoche kibin the ay are bein ligabi kula alme bein ligabi the day, idiasi ikeli meichel bo mishem chimud the etpis the yovenu pam acheres." In other words, the reason as to why Ule is not cheshish for the possibility of a negative induced motivation, because he's weighing the likelihood of selfish isolationistic behavior, not lending money, against the possibility of a negative motivation. Because it's true that a negative motivation is worse than not lending money. All right, not lending money is not a tzaddik, but he's not a rosh either. But if he has a negative motivation, he's a rosh, he's evil isachmit, because he's weighing the possibilities, the chances of being deterred from lending money against the chances of being induced to lend money with a negative motivation. So it's true that there is a possibility. A few people might become motivated negatively as a result of the ability to collect from Beit HaNechashim. But at the same time, many more people will be deterred if he cannot collect from Beit HaNechashim and only from the Zibuyos. So many more people will be deterred from lending money. So in other words, it's not that Ule does not consider the evil effects of negative motivation, but it's a question of weighing the chances. What are the chances of people being deterred from lending money as a result of collecting only from Zibuyos, as against the chances of people being induced to lend money because he can collect from Beit HaNechashim. So ordinarily, from the point of view of chances, so the chances of inducing people to lend money with a positive motivation are more than the chances of people becoming induced to lend money with a negative motivation. Mashink, in the case where the person's bainess since it's the idias bainly gavli day and bainly gavli alme, so mele, then we have to be chayshish. Then we have to be chayshish for so the chances of a negative motivation are much more. The hoche kim the hayare daily gabi kulame daily gabi day idiocy ikel mechel bomishim chibu the ekpeiz vealvenu pamacheres umishim yiras dolas lekle mechash do yisle achit lechshiva benenis. The only reason is why Ule ignores the possibility of a negative motivation, because in order to supply a positive motivation is more important, because that many more people will be induced positively than the number of people who will become motivated negatively. Mashinkin, in this case, since he has Mihia, we don't have to be chayshim shmiyos das, and mishmiyos das lekle mechash. Do yisle achite dechshive beines liga b'hayl mikve v'so. So mele. The brayse achite says that his balchev is given from the boys. That's the thesis of Rosh Gersh. All right, we'll have to leave it here. Tomorrow we'll continue, but it's very important to go over the Muki Yosef and Al Gemore and the Raivis Pshat that the Ran in Ksuves in the 13th Perik mentions the Raivis Pshat and Al Gemore.
According to the Rosh, so it turns out that Shalom is.
The Gemara says, Iboisevne. So there is not one Gersa that is not Gersa Iboisevne, but it's just Gersa Loi. Ide vide shaloi oiso idisimocho. Beloi kashe, hodi shavri ben shaloi kiyas daume, vichandeloi shavri ben shaloi kiyas daume. So then, according to the Gersa, that is not Gersa Iboisevne, but Loi. Ide vide shaloi so idisimocho. So then the Makshin is telling the Tarz, you want to prove a riot from the two apparently conflicting prices that Bishaloyim Sham, no, you cannot mention I, because I can say Bishaloyim Sham. So then you ask, so there is a stir between the Kamaitz Kamais and Vaisipas Raisen now? There is no stir, because we can say Bishalela Misham. And why does one Braise say that Bainness Viziburyes or Balchev is given from Bainness, and Vaisipas Raisen say Bainness Viziburyes, the Balchev is given from Ziburyes? Because the Braise that says that Beinus and Zibulius, so the Balchait, is gave from Beinus his reference to the case where the Beinus Shele is not Shavikid is Dalme. And the Braise that says the Beinus with Zibulius, the Balchait is gave from Beinus his reference to the case where it is. So the Braise that says that Beinus Zibulius Balchait is gained from Beinus has reference to the case where it's not Shavikidus Dalme. But then the Braise that says that Beinus Zibulius Balchait is gained from Zibulius has reference to the case where Beinus today is Shavikidus Dalme. So mainly it's not Beinus Zibulius, it's Idius Zibulius. And it is Zibulius, the Aloha is, according to everybody, that the Balchait is given from Zibulius. That is, if we are not Geiris Zibulius saying that, but just Loi. So then is the same, substance-wise, is the same Gemara. However, the Tesis of Rosh, he accepts the other Gersi, that we are Geiris Zibulius saying that, but not like Rashi's Gersi. And both prices hold Bishalayim Shamin. Viloi Kashi, hold the Shavi Bein Shalayki is the Alme, Vihan the Loi Shavi Bein Shalayki is the Alme. So there's a taste of Rosh Yos. So what's the pshat? In other words, both prices had reference to the case where that it's the hoysol yidisamoch. So mele hoysol yidisamoch, so lechatchile, the shibut was chal at the very outset on the bainus. Then he sold it. But the idias, the idea shaloi is the Beinus shaloi is not shavya ki idias the alme. So mele, from neither point of view is it like idias viziboyas, because it's loy shavya ki idias the alme. So it's Beinus viziboyas, and since it's Beinus viziboyas, true that bishalein shamin, but it doesn't become Idis Viziboyes, because lechatchile the shibut was chal on that, because hoysol yidis amoch. So that's the pshat and the price of kamais. Why does the price of kamais say the Beinus Viziboyes and Balchait Viziboyes? Because the price of kamais holds that even though it's bishalein shamin and bishalein shamin, and so it's a lisimocho, the afal gav, the whole shibuda alaye, kim the hoiso yidi bishalvoye, mil kim the hashta lesle achrited adifmine, ubainly gabli dei, ubain gabli de alme, idiacy, so was a hashta as lion, vili governmine, the my time omar abon on the balchid of bainness, vili hashinon the hashashem a yikpik for yalvenu, mishum the litinal denals with no loben. The hoche kidn the high are bainlig abi kulaume, bainlig abi di day, idiacy, ikishl meyachash, mishum chibu dekvi alveno panachares, um mishum nilas deles leklemich. So, as I explained it yesterday, it sounds strange, but it's based upon the psychological concept, the story I told about the pine, that the keach hasine is more potent many times by certain people than the keach ha'ave, and sometimes the keach hasine is more powerful than the keach ha'vesatzme. And that's why Thomas Nafshin Plishtim, why is there such a thing as Thomas Nafshin Plishtim? Why are certain people willing to sacrifice their lives in order to destroy the enemy? Why? Because the keach hasine is stronger than the Kiyah Havasasmi. Sometimes Thomas Nafshin Tlishdin is an ethical motive. Shimshin Agiber, he was, Rambam says, Mashiach Yisrael, but he applied it to Gabi Yisim Yisrael. So sometimes, very, very, very rarely, so the Thomas Nafshin Tlishdin is a good motive, but usually the Thomas Nafshin Tlishdin motive is a very corrupt and the immoral motive. So by Shimshin it happened to be a good motive because he applied it Ligabe the same Israel who are bent upon destroying the Jewish people. But it's only very rarely so the Thomas Nafshin Plishti motive an ethical motive, but usually, ordinarily, the Thomas Nafshin Plishtim is a very immoral motive. But there is such a thing. Many people are ready to destroy themselves in order to destroy people whom they hate. I mean, what's about, there are many Arab terrorists who are ready to commit suicide in order to kill Jewish children. That's the motive of Thomas Nafshin Plishtim. So, I mean, it assumes astronomical dimensions among these people, but even nice people, you know, not in the extent of destroying mamish, but just to take away his best estate, so they are ready, you know, to suffer a certain loss in order to knock down the other fellow. As a matter of fact, one, I won't mention the name, or maybe I can mention the name. I mean, Pritzker. So, Pritzker is a billionaire. Pritzker, they are Jews.